This is a podcast from Rover.
So this is a real problem for someone in New Zealand. They were doing some cleaning around the bedroom. And then in one of the bedside tables, she noticed on her partner's side that he had a jewellery bag, and it's an engagement ring series ring. So it's from an engagement series. So we're assuming it's for her.
Yeah.
And she just couldn't help herself. Like, imagine it was you. We're all like, don't look. But if it was you, have a little sneaky peek.
And also find a bit of hiding place.
Totally. Oh, put it in the glove box of your car so it could get stolen. So she had a look. It is a ring. Not the kind of ring that she, like, almost like vintage, but in a bad way. Just not the sort of ring she'd choose. So now she's in that predicament where she knows she's got an engagement ring coming. But it's one she will never want to actually wear. Does she say anything? Does she wait for the surprise? What would you do next from that point?
And Michelle, good morning. We're talking to you. What would you do?
So wait for the surprise.
Yep.
Say yes to the wedding, marriage, proposal, beautiful, but no to that ring. Sorry.
Would that be the same conversation, or would you spread those blows out?
No, same conversation.
Yeah.
While they're happy from the yay, just chuck it in there. But no, thank you. I don't like it.
So Michelle,
well, I guess. Sorry, Lana. I guess it's better than saying no to the proposal, but yes to the ring.
Well, yes. I mean, you could do that too. Take the money and run.
Michelle, someone's texting saying, "Be grateful, not materialistic." It's hard to be dishonest about liking a wedding or an engagement ring, though, isn't it? It's not like a bangle.
Oh, no, definitely. Like, my husband took me to look for one because apparently I have particular taste, and he was like, no, I wasn't messing around with that, no. So he just took me.
And
he
they're not great.
One, and that was it.
Yeah.
Mm. Thank you, Michelle. A couple of good texts here. One thing you could do is maybe pretend it's too small and it doesn't fit. I love the idea of your partner going, no, it seems fine. No, it's not fitting. It's not fitting.
Yeah.
This one here, my now husband bought a will she ring, like a placeholder ring. So you could pick out your own ring when the time came, but you've still got that ring, that gesture at the time.
I've never heard of the will she ring. That's a great idea.
No, I've got a mate who bought like a toy ring from a toy shop.
Yeah.
And gave it to his fiancée at the time and said, will you marry me? And then they went and chose a ring together.
Imagine if it was one of those lollipop ones.
Yeah, lollipop ones.
Very sloppy.
Janine is in Titirangi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, your husband chose the ring in this situation. So hearing this story, it is very similar. What would you do next if you found a ring that you were a bit like, oh, don't like it?
I'd pretend I hadn't seen it. I mean, it's the occasion, right? You go along with it because, I mean, isn't it just beautiful? I mean, it's the sentiment, right? It's the question behind it. It's not the not the thing they give you.
Because
in my situation, it was a really tiny but very perfect little diamond, and that was it. And it was not my style at all. And I kind of, well, I thought, I mean, I've known my husband since I was 13. So,
wow.
I mean, I thought there was plenty of time for him to get to know the kind of...
Yeah, exactly. You'll grow to love the ring, just like you'll grow to love your partner.
Yeah. Well, exactly. But on my first, on our first wedding anniversary, I said, oh, can we get like an eternity ring? And so I gave my ring to the jeweller and I said, I want this and this and this to arrange around it. And now I have this lovely sort of arrangement of rings around it that just sort of really, they look the way I wanted it to.
Yeah.
And, nice.
You know, so you kind of, I don't know, he chose it, so it was special, but, you know, I'm just sentimental like that, I guess.
Yeah, I love how you've answered that, because you do need to be careful, because it can dent your partner's confidence in doing something special for you in the future as well.
Yes, totally.
Like, that plays in the back of my head, like, I hope I get this right this time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, now he just goes, okay, I was going to get you some jewellery. Do you want to come and see?
I got you a voucher.
Okay,
and Janine, since you've known your husband for so long, can you give one piece of advice for a long-lasting marriage? To anyone listening now, what's the one top line thing you think it takes?
I like that old world where you don't go to bed over a, you know, you don't let the sun set on an argument.
Yeah. Yeah.
And actually, we have been up all night, you know, like thrashing things out.
Wow. Yeah. Good.
And you don't, you know, it's not nice. And you don't want to wake up in the morning and stare over at the person next to you and sort of be going,
yeah, don't go to bed angry. That's beautiful. Yeah. Thank you, yeah. Janine.